want to get into horror but not sure where to start? Some might not be brave enough, so let's take the journey together. Hello everyone, and welcome to the second official episode of Taking a Stab at Horror. You think you have what it takes? I'm your host, Tyler, and joining me as a guest star today is Kylie. Kylie, would you like to say hello?
Hello!
Kylie is my sister, and today we're going to be talking about the different eras of horror and what experience we have with it, along with new segment I like to call, I Don't Think You Would Survive That.
I love it. I'm ready. Let's talk. Let's do it.
So, Kylie, why don't you start off with saying what's your experience with horror and, like, what's your taste in
stuff? When I was growing up, I definitely wasn't allowed to watch horror, but as a kid, I loved Scooby-Doo, so I think that probably, like, jump-started me into it, like, Scooby-Doo and Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, our mom was, like, aggressively, like, if I see, like, a flicker or something, I'm gonna pass out scared.
Yeah, she's still kind of like that. I remember her telling us she was like traumatized from Jaws for her entire life. And that's a movie about sharks.
That is interesting that you say that, because that's like just one known as one of the most scary movies, because that so drastically affected people's real life behaviors.
I mean, is it scary though? We kind of are jumping into their houses and then so scared that a demon shark's gonna eat us and like hunt us down.
I mean, I think there's different types of ways to be scared.
See, I really like psychological horror, or like, what'd you call them? Cheesy meta slashers, yeah. And I really like traditional slashers or anything that like brings a sense of parody to it also. And I feel like I also really like almost religious horror.
Like The Exorcist and stuff?
Yeah, but not that one.
Have you not seen it, or do you not like it?
I've definitely seen it, and it's definitely like all right, but... You know me, I don't think, like, the older movies are scary at all.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason why I picked you for the Eras Tour of horror.
Hell yeah, brother.
Defy what you think is, like, older horror, and then why don't you think it's scary?
Like, 70s and 80s horror, I just don't think is scary at all. I don't know, it seems almost, like, cheesy to me. Like, I think if I'm gonna be scared, it's gonna be something that's really gonna happen to me, something, like, realistic, and... I just think back then, everyone was just hopeless in those movies. Like, oh my god, there's like a demon-possessed girl. Like, Lee. Like, why did the priest get killed so easily if he's supposed to be like the ultimate power against like a demon in The Exorcist? It was so easy. And it's so easy to kill everyone. And I think back then too, I really didn't like that. Just like, women were so useless in the horror genre. Oh my god, something's happening. I'm just gonna scream close up to the camera and faint and like not do anything.
A little context about my sister. She is the type of person, see like the like buffest guy at any place, 7 foot whatever, and then she'll be like, I bet I can take him. Hold my drink, Tyler.
And listen, I can. But also, I'm also the type of person that if I something's like, oh my god, someone's in the house, I'm leaving. Like, oh my god, like there's, I definitely hear a man in the house, or like a demon in the house. I'm not staying. Or like, what? Let's go investigate. Fuck no, I'm out of there. Can I cuss?
Yes. What's your favorite curse word?
Sometimes I say fuck.
I know you were also, along with Warren, were also one of the people that like saw my drastic change getting into horror. What would you say watching that process happen?
Okay, so it was crazy. Tyler wouldn't watch absolutely anything that was scary at all. And then it was Scream, huh?
It was Warren, yeah. And a couple other people. Warren made us do it, and that like... change.
Yeah, I remember the movie with the Modern Family girl, terrible horror movie, and I forced Tyler to watch it, and he hated it. He hated anything scary. I couldn't get him to watch anything like remotely with ghosts, and just all of a sudden after Scream, he just became like a Scream queen himself.
In my defense, that movie you showed me, I don't know what it's called, worst movie of my life.
You weren't scared though, were you?
No, but that was, besides the chick from Modern Family, that was probably some of the worst acting I've seen in horror.
Oh yeah, it was awful. But like, it's so nice now to have you be able to watch scary movies with me, like finally. You watch like everything now, but except like religious horror, huh? Like you don't like them demons.
I'm not really a big fan of like torture porn right now. Like, Saw.
I mean, you know I've never been a fan of Saw or anything. I just think it's ridiculous, and it's just there for like scare factor, jump scare factor, if anything. Not jump scare, like shock factor.
Why do you think there was like a decade ago, why do you think there was like a big like boom in torture porn?
I think that a lot of people's fear was like being helpless in mm-hmm. situations, maybe. I also think like, for a little bit, horror was repetitive, so maybe they were like, let's do something that's jarring and that'll like make people sick. And I think it was just, oh, you're not scared, what if I like you watch me cut someone's Achilles tendon and like rip their face off. I think it's just there for shock factor, and I think it's cheap horror. I'm sure it can be like the new Evil Dead was really, really good with the same like gore, and I just think that you can do it well and not be like cheap with it. Like the Terrifier movies are just so shock factor and so torture porny, and I just think it's gross.
I will say I love the first three Evil Deads, but from what I heard from the reboot from the 2010s, it's so aggressively body horror, and I just can't do body horror for the life of me.
Yeah, those ones are rough, but the new, like the brand new one, would have come out like last year. They did it really, really well, and they did it in a way that was like made you feel hopeless for them and made you feel like trapped with them, but not so much as like shock factor, like, oh, I'm just like body torture isn't really a big part of it, but it's still like gory. And I just think that it was done really well. And that's how you would want to do like those types of movies, and not just like for shock value, like give it substance.
I feel like there is a way to do horror with substance and go darker, but I feel like especially in the earlier 2000s, it was aggressively nihilistic. Because I mean, Freddy was a pedophile, Michael was pretty much white trash.
I just think they were reaching for something. Like, they had to give meaning to their torture. And, like, or I honestly can't even think why. Like, they just had to give, like, background, and they just didn't know how to do it well. Like, it was just for shock value.
And what would you say you'd go into horror wanting? What do you think classifies as a good horror movie? And which era of horror or which genre of horror do you think does it the best?
I think some of the slashers, like Scream and everything, like 90s, early 2000s, and even now, I like when they like make a parody of themselves. Like they don't take themselves too seriously, and there's still comic relief. Like that's how we would be in real life. Mm-hmm. We'd be trying to make sense of things. We'd be trying to still live our life. We'd be trying to still like hold on to like anything funny or anything good in our life. And I just think that makes it feel more real and also just more enjoyable and less hopeless. So I really like when like the protagonists are smart, like the especially like the woman. Now they make like the leading woman and the Scream Queens like a lot smarter and make a lot better decisions. And I like that's how a lot of people would be in real life. Like they would be trying to survive and they'd be making like actual rational decisions. And I think it makes it a lot more high stakes when it's not just like some dumb woman screaming and like mildly running away. And I really like that, especially about like the newer horror. And I also love like dark psychological horrors where you just don't know what's going on. You don't know who's who. It almost like makes you think. It just feels more real to me. Like that's a real threat and not just like helpless, which a lot of us wouldn't be just helpless.
Going into that, as I mentioned before, Kylie thinks she can take up just about anyone. So I have a new segment that I call Would You Survive That? So for this segment, I'm going to name some popular horror movies and the scenarios that happens within them. And you would tell me if you think you would survive them or not.
All right, I'm in. Let's go.
So let's start with something that this isn't your favorite, but Halloween. Do you think you would survive Michael Myers? Like you're kind of talking to your friends that live near you and you're babysitting these kids and they're picking off your friends, but he comes at you very last second. Do you think you would be able to survive Michael Myers?
Well, he is so slow. First of all, in Halloween, nothing happens. I don't understand how these people are dying at all. Nothing is happening. He's so slow. He doesn't do anything. Like, I would definitely survive that. I'm taking the kid and I'm driving away. Like, if my friend died, I'm gone. Like, first of all, call the parents. Be like, there's a man murdering my friend. Then I'm just leaving. Like, I'll go to the police station or something. But I'm taking the kids and I'm out of there. Like, the second anyone is threatened, I'm gone. So I think I'd survive Michael Myers. Plus, I'm speedy. He can't catch me. He walks at 1 mile per hour.
Yeah, but, like, with the keys, like, the classic, oh, shit, I gotta get my keys ready. Everyone thinks they can do it until, like...
You think I'm leaving the house, car keys not ready? Like, no, I've got them in my hand. I'm fucking doing it. I'm gone.
Yeah, you do usually leave your car keys right at the entrance.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Car's unlocked. I'm yeeting myself in there. You're the one that takes 3 to 5 business days to get in and out of the house. I'm gone. I'm surviving Michael Myers.
Damn, way to drag me.
Next!
All right, one of your more favorite ones, Scream. Would you be able to survive Ghostface? Caller trying to call you, trying to, like, separate you from your friends.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm never separating from my friends. I do not subscribe to the let's split up deal. So, no, my friends and I are sticking together. I definitely have some dumb friends that'll be like, let's split up. But, like, me and you, we're gone. I am very sexually attracted to Ghostface, so he might be able to get me there. But maybe, I really think I would survive, and I don't think I'm, like, easily tricked. I'm super skeptical of everyone around me. So unless it was, like, you, I think I'd survive.
Even, like, with all, like, the stalking? Because Ghostface, like, stalks their prey.
I mean, I think so. I also, like, don't answer my phone, and when am I ever alone? I'm not.
Okay, the phone thing, Ghostface is there. Like, he has a knife, everything's ready. Like, you think he's not gonna attack you just because you didn't answer the phone?
I just think I'd survive. I think that I'm not alone at any time. I think I'm a little smarter than that. I mean, I hear any sound, I'm leaving. So, I think I'm good. Probably, honestly, he's kind of indestructible, so I do think he'd probably kill me at some point, but I think I'd put up a fight.
You said Ghostface is indestructible, not Michael Myers?
Michael Myers is too slow. He can't catch me. Ghostface is at least, like, giving it his all. Next!
Wow, okay. All right. I don't think you ever watched any of his movies, but do you think you would be able to survive the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise with Freddy Krueger?
I'd kill myself. Like, if I was, like, being sleep deprived. I mean, what is his downfall? You just kind of have to, like, not be scared of him.
It varies, because that's how they defeat him in the first one. But the other ones, it varies.
If I had to not be scared of him, I think I could not be scared of him because he's a man in a striped sweater. And I'm like, what? Ew, like, I'm not gonna be scared of a Caucasian man, like an old elderly Caucasian man in a striped sweater. Like, I'm good. If I wasn't able to sleep and he was, like, stalking my dreams and it was, like, a real threat, I think I'd probably off myself. Like, I'm not gonna give him the satisfaction. But I think if I had to not be scared of him, I definitely would survive.
This is one I haven't seen, but I'm not sure if you've seen. Do you think you would be able to survive Jason Voorhees?
Yeah, I wouldn't be at summer camp. Next!
He's been outside of summer camp.
His whole thing is summer camp. What's he come, like, once a year?
That's Michael Myers.
I'm not at summer camp. I'm not at the lake where everyone's getting murdered. If people are getting murdered at the lake, I'm not going to be like, you know what would be fun? Let's go back to that fucking lake. No.
I mean, he's been to, like, Manhattan. I think he's been in the town. Sorry, I've never watched a Friday the 13th.
Well, I'm pretty sure he stays at that lake. I think it's Crystal Lake, and I'm not going there.
He's been outside of Crystal
Lake. Nope. Next. I'm not going to summer camp.
Have you seen I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be able to survive the fisherman?
Yeah. First of all, I'm not hitting and running people. I'm good. Second of all, everyone in that movie is so beyond dumb and they're making the dumbest decisions. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be there. You're in danger and you're hitting and running someone and someone's coming. I'm leaving. I'm gone. Why is he coming after me if I haven't hit and run someone? I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be in that situation. Next!
Okay, now I think we're about to end this segment. Before we do that, do you want to say, like, any other horror movies and why you think you would survive them?
I definitely would survive Chucky because he's a little ginger and I'm not threatened by little gingers.
Okay, but what if he catches you off guard?
He's so small. I'd kick him. I'm done. He's not getting me. He's not catching me off guard. And he makes so much noise. He goes with his little doll shoes and stabs me with his tiny little doll knife. I'm not dying. And he stabs me once. You think I'm not going to drop kick him? Like, I'm good. I'm surviving Chucky. That's it.
What about Tiffany?
I would survive her because she wouldn't kill a fellow chick. We have a code. All right. We're done then. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Taking a Stab at Horror. You think you have what it takes? Do you have any advice for surviving for our listeners?
I definitely don't split up. Don't trust anyone you meet on the internet right away. Don't go on dates with random loose men. Don't let a tiny doll kill you. And don't let your mask fetish get in the way of you surviving. And that's it.
My name's Tyler, and I hope to see you guys next episode.